A former town councillor and the first runner-up in the 2018 municipal election has opined that the appointment option to fill former councillor Tina Kami's vacant seat may be undemocratic. According to a letter included as part of the Strategic Initiative Standing Committee agenda on Monday from former councillor Tim Fryer, he expressed disappointment in council's decision to approve the appointment option. Fryer received 3,492 votes in the 2018 election, which made him the candidate with the most votes not elected to Collingwood Council. During their council meeting on January 31, councillors voted unanimously in favour of appointing a replacement for former councillor Tina Kami's seat, and is inviting applications for the position. While another option was included in the staff report to appoint an eligible candidate from the most recent municipal election, 2018, who ran for the same office, that option was ultimately not put on the table or voted on by councillors. To say that I and the Collingwood taxpayers who supported me in the election are disappointed would be a major understatement, said Fryer in his letter. See more. Town of Collingwood accepting applications for vacant council seat. The option to have a by-election was also not recommended by staff due to the short time frame before the next municipal election, and was not tabled or voted on by councillors. The estimated costs to having a by-election for the vacant seat ranged between $50,000 and $80,000. Fryer started his career as a summer laborer for the Collingwood Public Utilities Commission for more than 3 years while completing his economics degree at the University of Western Ontario in the 1970s. Fryer was the lead financial resource for the electric and water utilities for over 30 years. He retired in 2012. He ran successfully and served as part of the 2014 to 2018 Collingwood Council. With my background, it would be a very seamless and simple transition, wrote Fryer in his letter. That experience, especially in regards to municipal water, which I believe is the most important problem council is currently engaged in my opinion, really made this a simple decision. I can't imagine if any one of you were in the same position as I am, you wouldn't believe the most obvious and democratic solution is what I have put forward, he said. In his letter, Fryer said he believes the current process being taken isn't best practice in regards to the council vacancy. It is so unfortunate that these types of decisions can't be reached in live face-to-face meeting situations, he wrote. Applications are now open for anyone wanting to apply for the vacant seat. The deadline to apply is February 28. For more information on what is required and how to apply, click here. A special council meeting for councillors to vote on which applicant gets the vacant seat will take place the week of March 7.